USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump will be in Alabama Friday to look at tornado damage.
It's been a tragic situation, but a lot of good work is being done. We've been in constant touch with the governor and also the governor of Georgia.
At least 23 people were killed in the state, including 59-year-old Sheila Creech. She was there waiting for repairs to her Panama City Beach apartment building, which was badly damaged by Hurricane Michael. California's attorney general won't charge two Sacramento police officers who shot and killed an unarmed black man, Stephon Clark, last year.
When confronted shortly after breaking the door, Mr. Clark did not follow officers' commands.
He ran into his grandparents' backyard as they were investigating a vandalism report. Officers say they mistakenly thought Clark was approaching them with a gun, but it was a cell phone. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The nation's highest court is waving off a case concerning separation of church and state. USA's Chris Barnes has details from Washington.
Public funds being granted to churches for historic preservation, a topic the Supreme Court says it doesn't want any part of. The court has refused to hear a case out of New Jersey where that state's high court ruled last year that religious institutions are not eligible for government funds. But that would seem to go against a 2017 U.S. Supreme Court ruling when justices ruled that churches can be eligible for purely secular grant programs for things like playground renovations.
President Trump is praising FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb, who surprised a lot of people by turning in his resignation. He says he wants to spend more time with his family. He led the agency for over 2 years, tackling opioid abuse, rising drug charges, and teenage vaping. He'll be gone after about a month. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's lots of new questions about strokes after a recent actor's death. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Tributes for actor Luke Perry continued to come in after he died days after suffering a massive stroke. Dr. Carol Brockington, director of the Mount Sinai New York Stroke Center, says strokes can happen at any age.
People think that if they're young, they're protected, right? And the thing about stroke is that most people think it only happens when you get older. But really the reality is stroke can occur at any age. There are many different reasons, and certainly the incidence of stroke increases as you get older because the medical conditions associated with that increase. But it doesn't mean that if you're young, you can't have a stroke.
And when a young person gets a stroke, she says...
Well, you know, the brain we start off with is not the brain we end up with, right? So if you're younger, you have a really robust brain. And if it should get injured, there's a lot of swelling sometimes that's associated with that and could cause further injury as time goes on. Mm. So sometimes, you know, being younger and having a stroke can cause more problems than being older.
On Capitol Hill, Ohio teenager Ethan Lindenberger told a Senate committee he decided to defy his mother last year and got vaccinations.
Skepticism and worry were taking the forefront in terms of information.
He says his mom relied too much on the internet for vaccine information. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.